Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. As Boston gets ready to celebrate its world champion Red Sox with a duck boat parade tomorrow, the city is paying a long overdue tribute to one of its best athletes of all time. It was 44 years ago that basketball great Bill Russell ended his 14 seasons with the Celtics, a career that included 11 NBA titles. And today, the city honored him with a statue. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has more on the man, the monument, and today's ceremony.
Gusting winds and the threat of rain forced Boston City and Celtic officials to cancel the unveiling ceremony of the Bill Russell statue on City Hall Plaza this afternoon. Still, fans waited there. Beverly Tabbitt took a personal day off from work to be there. She wore a Bill Russell jersey, shamrock earrings, and carried a poster.
It says, "Ultimate mentor, champ, legend, Bill Russell, my hero, best number six ever."
But then, unexpectedly, the rain lifted and the man himself, number six, showed up. Shaking hands with cheering fans, Russell squeezed his 6'9" frame out of a golf cart. Then, as reporters, photographers, and officials jockeyed for position, a green tarp was pulled away, revealing the 8-foot-tall statue of Russell. Somerville artist Anne Hirsch designed the statue to be slightly larger than life size, symbolic of the basketball great's oversized achievements on the court and off. What? 79-year-old Russell shyly stood behind the statue. It features him in his prime, wearing his number 6 basketball uniform, making a chest pass. He had to be coaxed to say a few words.
So what do you think?
Bad pass.
Then, with his children and grandchildren looking on, he thanked the sculptor who stood by.
For Anne Hirsch to come out with this, that's true genius. For what she had to work with.
The monument Hirsch designed features 11 green granite basins representing the 11 NBA championships Russell brought to Boston. Each stone is marked with a key word and corresponding quotation to illuminate Russell's many accomplishments as a friend, team player, and civil rights leader. He marched with Martin Luther King Jr., and during his first NBA championship was the only African-American on either team. Many felt Russell never got the respect he deserved as a player and a man. Russell recalled what he said to Tom Menino when the Boston mayor called 2 years ago to say he thought it was time for a Bill Russell statue.
I said, well, two things about statues. First, they remind me of tombstones. And second, there's something the pigeons to crap off.
Russell only decided to endorse the monument after Mayor Menino promised to help create and fund a mentoring program in the city. Russell pointed to one of the granite bases engraved with one of his favorite sayings.
There are no other people's children in the United States. They're all our next generation of Americans.
The Bill Russell Monument stands near the very spot where Boston's racial tensions reached a flashpoint in 1976. That's when an anti-busing demonstrator attacked a young black man with an American flag. The Russell statue and legacy will endure long after that image of Boston fades. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.